they are now flashing, or that has actually been up on the big screen, Mark James. They are asking fans to evacuate the grandstands because of the weather in the area, but a lot of Hardy fans are sticking around, Mark. We're getting ready to go back to green flag.
Yeah, and I felt a drop or two down the back straightaway over the last few minutes. We never got a steady rain back here, but still plenty of lightning in the skies back behind the main grandstand.
Well, the car's bunching up, and we are not going to start. We had cars bunching up in the back of the field, and that one is not going to fly, so we remain under a yellow flag condition.
Once again, Steve with too much time on his hands. It's a problem when you learn things, you know. You can't stop. You try and do a minute and a half opener, and it takes an hour and a half to do it. And welcome to an experiment, a North Sound Racing experiment. First time we've tried this, but we're going to see if we can't get caught up with everybody on the internet on NorthSoundRacing.com. Thank you for hanging out with us on NorthSoundRacing.com and also on NorthSound1380.com, too. Our show is normally heard on Thursday nights, as you well know, and we are kind of handicapped due to Aqua Sox baseball, but that's okay. We're going to try and see if this one works. We want to be able to bring you interviews with people that have made some news here in the Pacific Northwest. We're going to do that for you on this session of the North Sound Racing Show. Joining me, as always, Carly Heath and Galen Stewart are with us. How are you guys?
How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm just trying to get back into the scheme of things. We've been doing the dirt tracking thing, but with all the rainouts and then the 4th of July midseason, it just feels like kind of a little bit of a funk, but we're going to get going here. We're going to do Clay Cup this weekend and then off to hopefully back to Skagit the following week.
Cool. Carly, you well?
Doing well. How about you?
He makes you sound tired, doesn't he, already?
Well, yeah, he does. There's lots going on. You know,
we really are
at the peak of racing right now,
aren't we?
This is
the time of year that we all kind of, you know, when we're twiddling our thumbs at home in the middle of December, we look forward to July because there's
exactly.
Just so darn much going on. Galen mentioned the Clay Cup is going on. We just got done with the Dirt Cup wrapped up. Some huge events at racetracks all over the place. Pacific Raceways is where we're going to be on Saturday because we're going to go down and watch some nasty old drag racing cars just go fired up down at Pacific Raceways. And the Washington 500 is coming up. Now, we've got a kind of a cool announcement. If you didn't hear the show last week, we are going to be broadcasting live from the Washington 500 starting at 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon on July 26th. We're going to go right up until 6:45 with Aqua Sox Baseball. Chime in a couple times on the Aqua Sox broadcast to kind of keep you hooked up. And then once the ball game's over, we'll be going right up until the end of the 500.
Speaking of hooked up, are they going to have us hooked up with that two-seater ride or what?
I'm sure McAnally will bring that up because that's always a very cool deal. They usually have a media event on Thursday or Friday out there. And, I've been in that thing twice. You guys all have probably heard it ad nauseum with, my ride with Kevin Hamlin from about, 5 or 6 years ago. And then, I think it was Peyton Sellers. At the tender young age of 16, I entrusted my life. Peyton Sellers took me around for about 3 or 4. Now, have you guys done that?
I did it with Kevin Hamlin. We were the last one out that day, and I actually got a couple extra laps in.
Ooh. And you, Gail, well, you don't need it.
I've never been around in the passenger seat. I rode with Nikki Beadle in the passenger seat of a late model down at South Sound, and I decided right then and there, I'm never doing that again.
Yeah, you like that control issue, don't you?
It's hard to believe it. You know, you sit in the passenger seat. It's a whole different aspect. It's like you can't believe the cars turn, you know. It's,
and the wall is right there.
Yeah, the wall is right there.
Yeah.
So.
And I've been in the side passenger of a old Winston West car and the back seat of an Indy car at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. So, yeah, I've been fast. I just haven't been in control. And I'm kind of okay with that.
You're okay.
Yeah, it works out good. So we're going to be out at Evergreen Speedway again. You'll be able to listen to it live on the NorthSound1380.com on the internet and also on NorthSound1380 where we are hooked up here tonight. So this will be kind of cool. Hopefully we can do you guys some justice and get you caught up.
Another big thing going on this week is Speed Week. And we've had two nights down. We had Jonathan Allard winning the first night. Last night was won by
Roger Crockett.
That's right. So tonight going on, they're at Cottage Grove?
No, they're at Lebanon tonight, and kudos out to Jared Ridge. Had a great run last night down at Cottage Grove.
About that.
Yeah, got second, did a good job.
And cool. Banks tomorrow night?
Yeah, Banks, ASCS has never been there. NST, whatever you want to call it, has never been to the Banks racetrack, so that ought to be interesting.
Called Sunset Raceway?
Yep, Sunset and Banks.
There you go. Congratulations to a couple of guys, local guys. John Zaretsky got his first win out at Evergreen Speedway last Saturday night. I heard that was a whale of a race.
Yeah.
Hard to believe it's just his first, isn't it?
I know. Isn't that crazy?
What do they say, slow and steady?
Yeah. I've never seen John slow.
No.
I've seen him steady, but never slow.
You've seen him steady?
Well, I haven't seen him steady.
he's won a lot of races. It's just amazing to see it be so long. He's trying to get that championship for the Coleman team, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. Naima Lang, the mid-season champion and their current points leader, finished, I believe it was third in that one.
Mm-hmm.
And they had, what, 13 cars,
13,
I think,
that's
showed
right.
up in the Super Stock Meet event. Frank Calgo got his win in the Bomber Series, and that was awesome. And I'm trying to think of
Chris Harris, is that the winner of the Mini Stock?
Yeah, Chris Harris got the win in the Mini Stock.
Yeah, I guess that was quite
the race
I just heard.
Yeah, it's those guys just put on a whale of a show. Yeah. Barry Martinez, our friend, and owner of Advanced Toys for Trucks, both in Burlington and South Everett, got his win in the mid-season championships up at Skagit. Did you guys watch that show?
Yes, Colton was second.
Yes, I know. I was going to mention that.
thank you.
But way to dig it in. But how was the crowd up there? Was it?
Oh, gosh. You know, it rained out the week before when they were scheduled to do the fireworks. And at that time, I think they said 7,700 people. And we were talking about that as, you know, gosh, you know, you have your schedules planned out, but the ones that were there were back,
mm-hmm.
plus a whole lot more.
Really?
It was just a sea of fans.
Wow. 360 Nationals coming up at August
1st
and 2nd.
Yeah.
Going to be a good time. You know why? We're going to go up to... We're going to take a couple of first-time visitors with us up to Skagit Speedway on the 2nd. Tom Lafferty. Tom Lafferty wants to come up. And his longtime broadcast partner, both in basketball and high school football, for more years than either one of them will admit to, Bill Kusler, who was out with Tom at KRKO Night at Evergreen Speedway about a month ago. And I met Bill. And he was just emblazoned in Jeff Gordon. I mean, he had the sweet leather DuPont coat. And I made sure to tell Tom that that is probably not a good idea to wear his Jeff Gordon coat up to Skagit. So he had a Casey Kane one, that'd be okay.
It's a must. Any newcomers to Skagit, anybody going to Skagit Speedway, you got to bring safety glasses.
Oh, yeah.
It's a must. I mean, for first-timers, if they don't have them, it'll be an absolute miserable experience, and you got to have them.
How many have we given out?
Yeah, and you can get them at there. You can get them at their stand there. I think they're $3 or $4, and it's absolutely the best investment you can make.
So. A big event this weekend, though, up at Deming Speedway is the Clay Cup,
mm-hmm.
and that's the largest purse west of the Mississippi, and I think
second
or third in the nation. So a lot of cars expected. And this weather, perfect racing weather.
Yeah, I know. It's just crazy. Another thing that I want to do, I've got a couple of ideas for future shows I want to bounce off you guys and see what you think. And one of them, you've heard me talk about this on numerous occasions, and these are ones to do after racing season's over, but I want to kind of get your opinion on it. One is I want to do a show about cheating. I had a great conversation. You guys know Glenn Foster?
Oh, yeah.
Glenn has just become one of my really good friends, and he comes into the store, you know, four or five times a week, and we spent at least an hour and a half today just yakking about cheating.
Not because he does.
Not because he does, but because he knows how. He knows what to do when he needs to do it. But it kind of got an idea, and it doesn't have to necessarily apply to asphalt cars, but everyone does it.
Pushes the envelope.
We don't need to give out any names, but pushing the envelope, well put. And he gave me, Galen, you may have done this in the past too, about when you go across the scales, and you're supposed to have a certain percentage of right side weight, certain percentage of left side weight, and a certain percentage of cross weight. And Glenn imposed upon me the theory of lead-lined helmets.
Wow.
When you get in the car, you have your driver in the car, right, Galen?
Mm-hmm.
You got to have the helmet. You set the helmet down on the side of the car, right side of the car. Boom, you've added about 30 more pounds of right side weight. So then,
but you're carrying it on your shoulders during the race.
No, that's where what I forgot to mention is
you
have another helmet painted exactly like it. And then I want to do another show. I want to do a lot of theme shows in the off season. One of them is every guest that we have on our show is going to be 70 years of age or older.
There we go.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Well, you know, and this is perfect time to say something like this, because when we have a list of themes, we can actually then have the fans maybe suggest somebody or bring up somebody. That's a great idea, over 70. We've already had quite a few, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. And I was thinking, you know, we need to get Mel Anthony back on. We could do two or three shows just alone on that one subject. So.
And we should do a shout out for Jerry Day. His birthday was last week.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Jerry.
And, you know, actually, we had a suggestion from a father of a racer who is Richard Harriman. And he's back working on a nationwide team as a tire specialist, he tells me.
Cool.
He goes, I think it'd be great to have Richard on sometime just to kind of share his experience. I go, well, you know, that is a great idea, Howard, because we know a lot of young racers who have done the very same thing. Jared Ridge, Evan Funk right now.
Yeah.
We could probably have a
Nick
whole
and
show.
Nick and Rowan Carey.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A whole show just love that.
Yeah.
So give us your ideas.
Yeah, bring them in. We can be gotten a hold of on our website at northsoundracing.com. So here's what we're going to do. We are going to play Kelly Hart's Open Wheel Report, and then we're going to throw a couple commercials at you because somebody's got to pay for this thing. It isn't going to be us. And then when we come back, we're going to talk to Amanda McDonald. You know what her claim to fame is?
What?
You know the iCar series? Based out of, I think it was Northern Colorado, those guys are out of?
I think iCar Spokane, east of Spokane, maybe into Idaho, Montana. They're limited, a lot like the limited late model.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk to Amanda McDonald, who wired their 50-lap main event, got her first win in a late model out at State Line Speedway over the weekend. We're also going to talk to Larry Bertrand, have him on at the same time, and who's the president of iCar, and kind of give us an idea of what that group is all about. And then after that, we're going to talk to Tom Moriarty, because Moriarty is just kicking butt and taking names at South Sound Speedway. 5 wins in a row in the late model or super stock division down there. And then with the Montana 200 coming up, we're going to get a hold of Doug Pace. So we've got a lot to do. Let's get to it. Here's Kelly Hart.
This is the Northwest Spring Car and Open Wheel Report on North Sound Racing. I'm Kelly Hart. Last Friday at Deming Speedway, Jason Bloodgood set up his pre-Clay Cup weekend with a win in the 1200 division. Jake Benson won the 600 main and also the 250 main. Chad Sinner won the 600 restricted main, and it was Skyler Palowitz winning the Casey Kane Jr. Sprint main event. Deming Speedway hosts the Clay Cup Nationals for 1200s and 600s this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. At Skagit Speedway, the midseason championship races were won by Barry Martinez in the Outlaw 410 class. Brian Kirkpatrick got his first ever win in the 360 sprints. Kelsey Carpenter won the Sportsman Sprint division. Skagit Speedway is taking this weekend off so its employees can catch up on sleep and fans can take in the Clay Cup at Deming Speedway. At Grays Harbor Raceway in Elma, their midseason championship winner was Jay Cole in the local ASCS 360 sprints. Miller won the modified main, and Dan West Jr. was the Ford Focus midget winner. This Friday and Saturday, they wrap up the ASCS Northwest Speed Week with the Evergreen State Sprint Challenge Nights. Speaking of Speed Week, it started Monday at SOS in Medford with Jonathan Allard winning round one. At Cottage Grove last night, Roger Crockett won handily. Tonight they run at Willamette Speedway in Lebanon. Tomorrow night, Sunset Speedway in Banks, Oregon. Then they finish off, as we mentioned, at Grays Harbor in Elma Friday and Saturday. The West Coast Sprints were at South Sound Speedway last Saturday with Craig Deaver winning the main event. 13 cars at South Sound. Great show for Wesco. Wesco's in Madras with the USCA non-wing and NOMA midgets for the double shot series this Saturday. WMRA midgets were also at South Sound, and points leader Evan Margeson won again. He's now won half of the WMRA midget mains this year. This Saturday, WMRA is at Agassiz Speedway in British Columbia. Cottage Grove had Kyle Miller win in the 360 sprints, Ron Cooper won in the limited sprints, and Mark Carroll won his first ever modified main event. Cottage Grove has limited sprints, modifieds, and micro sprints on the schedule for this Saturday. Sean Gentry won the modified main at Willamette Saturday night, and the B-Mod winner at Wenatchee Valley Super Oval was Shane Mitchell. At Afredo Raceway Park, Mike Foate won both of the 25-lap dual main events at midseason championships. The Northwest Legends are at Port Angeles Speedway on Saturday, and the INSCA Sprints return to State Line Stadium and Speedway in Post Falls, Idaho, where it's also the Gary Miller 100 Northwest Modified Race. And there you have it, this week's Northwest Sprint Car and Open Wheel Report. I'm Kelly Hart for North Sound Racing on your radio home for motorsports in the Northwest, North Sound 1380 KRKO.
Hey, And welcome back to North Sound Racing. Thanks, as always, to Kelly Hart for his awesome job with the Open Wheel Report. We've got a couple people on the phone, as we mentioned before we went to Kelly's Open Wheel Report. A young lady pulled off something really cool over at State Line Speedway last Saturday night, and that is with the iCar series. And we're going to learn more about what she pulled off, and then we have the president of iCar on with us as well. But I would like to introduce to you a young lady by the name of Amanda McDonald. She lives over in Ephrata, and she runs late model cars with the iCar series. And Amanda, you got a wire-to-wire win on Saturday night. Congratulations, first of all, and tell us all about it.
Well, thank you. It was a really good run. My crew definitely carried me through it. We showed up with a bit of a loose car, and every time I came in, they made adjustments and just tightened her up and got her on a rail. And we started out, we didn't qualify so well, but it put us in a position to where we could start on the pole, which, you know, every racer's dream right there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And so then we just continued to, hit our points on the track, and my guys definitely got it wired in, like you said, so that I could just drive it and I could put it anywhere, and, you know, we just drove all the way to the finish in the front, and it was probably one of the longest races of my life.
I know.
Because
I
was... there was nobody in... chased down, and I was waiting for the white flag after two laps.
I was going to ask you about that, because you had said that was not only obviously the longest race of your life, but very well could have been the longest event of your life, because that 50 laps, I don't know, how many cautions did you have to go through?
We only had three cautions, which, you know, they were kind of timed almost perfectly, because about the time we started to get back into lap traffic, incident would happen on the track, and we'd all get lined back up, and, you know, I wouldn't get caught up in any lap traffic, which is another racer's dream, you know. Nobody wants to go through lap traffic when you're in the lead. So.
Clean air.
Yeah, exactly. So I only had to lap a couple cars, and they were pretty spread out. So, the cautions came out perfectly.
So what kind of car do you have?
We have an 05 Monte Carlo,
mm-hmm.
Basic coilover, and yeah.
And that's how it works.
Yeah, that's all she wrote right there.
Amanda, how long have you been racing?
This is my sixth season.
With driving. iCar?
No, this is my first season with iCar, sixth season overall since I started when I was a little tyke, I guess is what you're
yeah.
What tracks does iCar visit? Is this your favorite track? And again, what other tracks do you visit?
Well, State Line has always been pretty strong there when we ran there with other classes. We struggled a bit this year just figuring out the car and everything. But then we also race over in Pablo, Montana, which is possibly one of my new favorite tracks. It's fast, it's new, it's different. I love going to new tracks and trying to figure them out. And luckily, our first try there, we were very successful. We were very fast, which is always encouraging when you show up to a new track. And, it's the 3/8 try oval up there. And I don't know, I feel like I go faster on that one than I do on State Line. So it's a good track to go to for sure.
Well, on the other line, we have Larry Bertrand, who's the president of iCar. Larry, how are you tonight?
Good, thank you.
Good. Thanks for hanging out with us tonight. Like I said, I apologize for not getting back to you earlier today. But iCar is a series that we've not covered a whole lot on our show. Kind of explain the series, if you would, please.
Well, there's obviously a lot of late model stock car series to choose from. What we've done with our rules package is we've tried to maximize the amount of participants available to be in our group. So, if you go find any late model car anywhere, we're going to have a spot for you where we meet in our rules. And what we try to maximize on is to make our series the most affordable and at the same time the most equal and therefore the most competitive.
Larry, my name's Galen Stewart, and when we came in tonight, I didn't know we were going to have you on, and I find it quite interesting. I was a late model racer, sold my car, but during the off season, I did a lot of investigating into iCar, and I did look at your rule package, and you can, and correct me if I'm wrong on some of them, but you have a very neat rule package, especially down to the tire rule. You do something a little unusual. Don't you run a narrower tire or something?
Well, what we run is actually, in the old drag racing days, they used to call this tire a cheater slick because it has five grooves all the way through the slick.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a harder slick, and it lasts. It's not a narrower tire. It's just as wide. But it lasts all year. You can run the same set of tires for an entire season, which is a pretty important cost saving.
Do you police the tires? Is there a one-tire race rule, or is it just open because they're so hard?
We do. Every race, there's four cars that we pull a tire from, and we take it home, and we tech it and break it down and make sure that everybody's running the correct tire and a stock tire. We also keep track of inventories.
I applaud your efforts in keeping keeping the cost cap on the late models. Your engine combination, I remember looking and seeing that you have a mixture of crate engines and compression engines and high compression, low compression. How's it been working out for you? Is the tire keep everybody equal, or have you happened to make concessions to certain engine packages?
The tire does a great job keeping the cars equal, and the other thing that we have is we have a cheaper shock rule as well, which helps keep the cars equal, and then we have a weight percentages rule. We have a lower rear weight, and we mm-hmm. have a lower left side weight, which again allows a brand new stock car to be competitive with an older stock car or a homemade stock car. In our club, we have about five homemade late model stock cars.
Is that right? Perimeter chassis, straight rails, so it kind of all balances out.
Correct.
How have you been doing car count, and what kind of feedback are you getting from the competitors?
Well, the drivers really like the series. Car count's been, doing really well. Again, trying to keep costs down with some of the compression rules. You know, we're mm-hmm. trying to, a lot of our guys are now able to mix 50-50 pump gas with racing gas, which is saving them some money. The rest of the rules, keeping the car so competitive, it makes the most important part of your race team, not your budget and not your equipment, but mm-hmm. the driver itself.
Drivers like Amanda.
Yes.
If you could maybe say a few words about Amanda, and then I just want to applaud you again on the things you've been doing. I know, isn't there a bigger race also coming up at State Line a little bit later this summer?
Yeah, at the end of the year, we're partnering up with three other race car series and inviting them to come out and race with us. We're showing them what we're doing and trying to grow the cause a little bit. Racing in the Northwest isn't quite as uniform as it is in the southeast part of the country, so we want to show everybody that there is a more affordable way to do this and still put on an excellent show for the fans.
So what do you think about what Amanda pulled off last Saturday night, Larry?
That's just, record-breaking news. Mm-hmm. Amanda is an excellent race car driver, and I've been watching her race for 3 years now, and every single race she has just gotten better and better and better. And in our series, every single race she's gotten better and better, and obviously won last time. And she came right out of the gate as a very formidable force. So she didn't have far to go, but like I said, she keeps track of all the little things and improves every single time, and her passion and her desire and her talent are just above and beyond what some of the other people have.
Amanda, tell us a couple things. First of all, how old are you?
I'm 21.
21, and what got you into this insanity?
Well, when I was just a baby, my dad raced here in the little town of Ephrata. He was mm-hmm. the hometown hero forever, and so just kind of growing up, we've always done the four wheelers and the jet skis, and I've always just wanted to go fast all the time, mm-hmm. So one day we were just talking, and it was halfway through they reopened the track up here in Ephrata, the first year I started, and it was about halfway through the season, and we were just talking, and I said, "Dad, I think I want to race," and he got this little gleam in his eye and big smile across his face. He said, "Okay, let's get started." And then we put a little Chevy Cavalier together for uh-huh. the local Hornet class. And I think we got it together in like 2 weeks.
you know, got it all stripped, and we were pretty diligent about getting out there as fast as we could.
You were focused, in other words?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely focused. We actually we had to weld a roof onto it because it was a rollover car, and I think we had a green roof and a blue car and some gray duct tape to put my number on there because I wanted to get out there as fast as I could, so...
Amanda, I'm gonna go out on the limb a little bit, Amanda, and just ask, do you know the names Kelly and Caleb Hart?
I don't. I'm sorry.
Oh my word.
Oh wow.
I was gonna ask you if we could get some stories.
Some lowdown.
Yeah, but oh well, maybe next time. But good job over there, Amanda.
You win another race, we'll have you on and we'll tell you all about them. How about that?
Okay, I'll read up on it. I'll
okay,
do a
cool.
Little bit of research.
All right. Yeah, Google them both.
Yeah. Amanda.
Definitely. Next time I'll be prepared for that question.
Amanda, do you have a website?
I do not have a website.
Yet.
Yet. I'm always willing to, you know, if somebody wants to make up a website, I would fully support it.
Sure.
Okay.
How about sponsors on your race car, Amanda?
I have a couple of really big sponsors that have basically been there since the beginning, in my little Hornet car. You know, they've definitely been there, you know, through thick and thin. And, one of them is United Country here in Ephrata, and that's my grandma, Kathy Leacock. She's invested a whole lot of time and energy into the car and into me and into my whole race team. And then there's Melvin and Linda Youngers of Youngers Welding. And I honestly can say that I don't know if I'd be where I am if Melvin Youngers wasn't there working on my car all winter long and welding everything back together. And
do you have a duct tape sponsor for your lettering on your car?
Yeah, we've moved on since the duct tape days.
Oh, perfect. Days, okay.
So and Larry, we have some vinyl numbers on there these days.
you've stepped up, huh? Larry,
yeah,
as we wrap up our discussion about the iCar series with Amanda McDonald, who won her first race over at State Line Speedway, wire-to-wire job, 50 laps, and Larry Bertrand, the president of iCar, I'll ask you, what about series sponsors, Larry? Who do you have?
One of our biggest local supporters has been Fabtech. They've supported us from the very beginning. Some other sponsors that we have are Edelbrock, Goodyear Tire, ARP, Late Model Bodies, and Five Star Late Model Bodies. The General Store, which is another local town sponsor, and Frank's Radios.
You got to mention maybe Joe Dolfield. Is he? I'm sure he's a big supporter of your series as well.
You know, State Line Speedway and Mission Valley Speedway and all the other tracks that we go to are just huge supporters of what we do. And if it wasn't for their support and their passion and their facilities, you know, we wouldn't be able to do that. And probably our biggest supporter is all of our fans.
You got a pretty loyal group to follow you around, huh?
Yeah.
Cool. One more question. We'll let you both go. Larry, tell us about anybody who wants to get information on your series. How do they do that?
Well, we have a website and a MySpace. Our website is iCarLateModels.com, and our MySpace is MySpace iCarLateModels.
Well, very well done. Amanda, congratulations. That was really nice. Put a smile on a lot of faces to hear when you won that thing.
Yeah, I was pretty happy with
it. I'll bet you were. Are you still kind of grinning, or is it kind of wore off yet?
Oh, far from wearing off.
Is it okay? Good.
Sure.
And Larry, where's your guys' next race at?
Our next race is on July 26th, Saturday night, here at State Line Speedway, and we're looking forward to watching Amanda defend her most recent win. And you know, we know she's going to be tough to beat this next time. So
you're going to start her in the back?
No, she'll start based on how she qualifies.
Oh, okay, you hear that one, Amanda?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Good. All right. All right, you guys. Well, thanks a lot for being with us tonight, man. It's really cool to get some more information on this series, and we'll be keeping better track of you. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot. That was Amanda McDonald and Larry Bertrand. We're going to listen to a couple messages, and then we'll be right back after this on the internet edition of North Sound Racing. Stick with us.
The only station in Western Washington bringing you NASCAR Nationwide Series and NASCAR Sprint Cup Series racing is North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio. This week's races are brought to you by Action Auto Parts, with four locations and a machine shop, Evergreen Speedway at the fairgrounds in Monroe, and Advantage Communications on 128th Street and 8th Avenue West in South Everett. Thank you for supporting NASCAR racing only on North Sound 1380. ESPN Radio.
Hi, NASCAR fans. Tony Stevens here for Action Auto Parts with four great stores plus a machine shop. South Everett, North Linwood, Shoreline, and Green Lake Avenue North open 7 days a week. Now, has this been your experience with auto parts buying? The wrong parts, brand X, takes a week, high prices? Well, it doesn't have to be, because you can come to Action Auto Parts. They're locally owned. They've been in business since 1963, and they carry quality products. Bendix brakes, standard ignition, Wix filters, NGK plugs, Gabriel shocks, and they all carry the Action Satisfaction Guarantee. And you know what else? The people at Action have experience. You know those big chain stores? They hire just about anybody to fill the slot. At Action, they can answer your questions. They're in the same business as the big guys, but they're a whole lot different and a whole lot better. Their parts professionals have the skills and experience to get you the right parts the first time. Check them out. Action Auto Parts in South Everett, North Linwood, Shoreline, and Green Lake North. Action Auto Parts. Oh, and don't forget the machine shop.